Hey guys, what's up? I'm Antonio Mounts. I'll be your host. You're listening to Stay 100 Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about everyday life and everyday situations. Also joining and contributing to the show, he is my co-host, Larry Duncan.
Hey Antonio, how you doing today, bud?
Doing good, man. Real welcome back. Welcome back to the show. I know we did one in the last 3 weeks, but we wanted to have a treat today. We got a special guest in the building, Janaya Edwards.
Hey,
how you doing? How you doing, Janaya?
Good. How are y'all?
We are desperately trying to make sure we pronounce the name right.
right.
If we don't, just pop us in the back of the head. We'll get it right.
Right. Yeah. So we're really excited to have her in here. First and foremost, Janaya, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
Well, my name's Janaya. I'm from Bowling Green, Kentucky, and I just do lashes and
Ain't nothing wrong with that. So how long you say you've been you from Bowling Green, Kentucky, been here all your life?
Yeah, I'm from
there. I didn't know if you was from Hoptown or Nashville. When I met you, I just you had that little that southern urban slang. You might have been from Atlanta, I ain't know so, but welcome to the show, man. Like I said, we're really excited for you to be here.
Bowling Green, born and bred, huh?
Bowling Green, talk about Bowling Green for a little bit. Let's jump into it. Where'd you go to high school at? And where were you born at? Like in Bowling Green, Greenwood High?
Okay, yeah. I was born at the Medical Center. Graduated from Bowling Green High School last year.
Yeah, you know it.
BG.
Is it where you graduated from?
Sure did. Once a purple, always a purple.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. Let's just jump right into it, man. A lot of people don't know this, but I wanted to bring Janaya Edwards on the show is because about a couple months ago, I kept seeing on Instagram and Snapchat, there's this girl out here that does all these lashes. She's a lash tech, and she does all these lashes for all these girls, and I had no idea who she was. You know, I kept seeing all this stuff on Instagram and Snapchat. I never seen her face. And so one day, I realized she lived directly across the street from me. And I've been knowing her for the last couple months. She got a crazy personality. She's an amazing person. She always has a smile on her face. So I had to have her on the show. And I told her, I said, listen, I want you on the show. And I told her, I said, do you realize how popular you are? And she was like, what do you mean? Because at the time when I told her that, she didn't understand. And I told her, I said, I see girls lined up outside your door. I know girls that know you who get their lashes done. So kind of like, let's just jump into that and just talk about your lash business and how you got started and what you've been and where you want to go with this.
Well, it all started like before I started doing eyelash extensions. I was just selling like lash strips, like the ones you just glue on. This was about like 2 years ago I started, because like one day I was just in my room, I was just thinking, and I was like, what if I start selling lashes one day? So, and then I started trying different type of lashes, seeing which ones was the best quality and what I like. And I just started from there. And then, like, after a year of me selling eyelash strips, my friend, she was like, you should take it a little farther and, like, do something, you know, more and get into your business. I was like, what you mean? She was like, try eyelash extensions. Like, go to a class and learn about it. And I was like, that don't sound too bad. So I did my research and I found someone in Nashville, Tennessee. Shout out to her. She really helped me. And she still helps me out today. Like, I can still ask her questions and she will still text me and let me know anything. And her Instagram was like Lavish Lead or something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I appreciate her. She got me in, and I was actually her first lash person she ever taught. So, like, that was kind of something different for her to do, too. Yeah, so she helped me out. And it was like, I just stayed in Nashville that whole day. My best friend, shout out to my best friend, Jazz. Mm-hmm. She was the first person I ever did my eyelash extensions on. So she was like my little mannequin. So,
your guinea pig.
That's crazy.
That's good to have a good friend like that.
That's good to have, like he just said, it's good to have a good friend like that. Not only that, it's good to have like a person who teaches you like that. Mm-hmm. When I first started podcasting, Larry Duncan, sitting right beside me, he was a person that put me in position, because I had already won. I've been wanting to do it, but I didn't know who to go to.
Yeah.
So I saw his business card. He really kind of, it took me a couple weeks, and I wasn't perfect at all or nothing like that. And I'm still not perfect, but at the same time, I get where you're coming from with the same lady that taught you in Nashville.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to like touch on that, like that relationship y'all had. you say y'all still talk to this day? If you got any questions,
Yeah, we follow each other on Instagram. I be seeing her work, she be seeing mine. She keeps telling me, you know, keep going, and I be complimenting her on her work because she's real good. But yeah, like, we still keep in contact. She's still like, if I ask her a question, she's gonna answer it. Mm-hmm.
So when you were going through that training process, how long is, you know?
It was literally like a day.
Okay.
Like morning time, and then like 4, 5, 6 at night.
Okay.
But like, you really get the hang of it after a while. So yeah.
So from that, you just how'd you get the word out that you know, that you were available to do lashes for people?
Really, Snapchat and making an Instagram business page. Like, I just posted, hey, I'm about to do eyelash extensions, and it's only up from here. Yeah. Like, I'm about to learn this and get this down, because like, she taught me like the basic stuff,
the ins and outs.
Yeah,
yeah.
But like, everything else that I know now, I've been learning off of like TikTok, YouTube. Mm-hmm. Self-learning, really.
Hands on. I want to kind of touch, like I said, man, when I first started out, when we started the show today, I was telling everybody who's going to be listening to this podcast, how I discovered you. It's just, I'm sitting in one of my friend's cars, and she's like, you know, there's a girl that does lashes, and somebody else tells me that. And like I said, I didn't realize how popular you were until I seen, like, you know, a couple times girls lined up outside your house, and I see them post on Snapchat that next day. I'm like, who is this girl? You know, and then I found out it's you. Knowing you for like 2 or 3 months, didn't think it was you, because I didn't see you so low key. I'm thinking you just go to work and come home. So that made me want to have you on the show, because I seen in my eyes and I seen in my head, I was thinking, like, this girl has a story that nobody else has. Because there's a lot of lash techs I know around here, but your story stuck out. And that's why we wanted to bring you on the show. So I think it's definitely an honor to have you on here. You know what I'm saying? And, how many people would you say that, like I asked you earlier, how many people you think lashes you've done? I mean, how much clientele do you have?
I don't know. It's a lot. Like, see, like, and really, like, back in November, like, before then, I was just doing appointments through messages, and that kind of took a toll on me, because it was hard trying to keep up with people who had appointments and this and that. So, and then, like, late November, I got this appointment app, because I tried different types of booking apps, but they weren't working really. Like, they weren't easy to set my availability up on it. Yeah. So I just finally found one that I really like, and it helped me out quick, and I've been on it ever since. And ever since then, all my days been filled up with people. Like,
and I seen you posted on Snapchat.
Yeah,
like I was telling Larry earlier, you posted like a calendar. I might have been this month, I didn't see a day, not one day, but today. Well, you probably got one tonight. You're probably doing something tonight.
Yeah, I got it.
And I think you cleared up for us, because when I first asked her, she was like, well, let me see. Yeah. It took her like 2 days to schedule
with me.
You got
to make sure you got the time.
And I didn't think that when I first met.
Money comes first.
That money comes first. Money comes first. And I get that. So that's when I knew right there that she was different, you know. Yeah. I knew that right then and there. I want to kind of touch on something else. With the different people you get. And the good thing about you, though, the thing I like about your business is you're doing African-American girls, you're getting white girls, you're getting mixed. You take anybody on.
Yeah, I don't discriminate.
Yeah, you don't discriminate. You take anybody. I've seen them all.
And, yeah, he's telling me, he's like, man, I don't know what's going on across the hall here. This girl's lined up all the time.
I'm telling you.
I don't know what is going on.
Or they told me. I know one of them, and they tell me something about her. But like I said, I never knew it was her. I already met her, talked to her a couple times, but I didn't think it was her. And I'm thinking, like, man, business is booming over here. And but I knew it was something. I knew it something had something to do with, like, I thought maybe it was like some kind of sorority or something like that. I didn't know what was going on. Maybe it was like some kind of girls club. But man, you're doing a really good job. Talk about your family and friends. How did they feel about this?
They was 10 toes down. They all supported me. Like, my mama, my friends. Yeah, my friends. See, I was in high school when I started selling lash strips. So I just brought them to school with me. Hey, I got lashes. Come shop with me. Mm-hmm. My friends, they was shop most definitely. Like, all my friends, they come to me.
Yeah.
They gonna support me, and I appreciate all my friends, because once I'm up, we all up.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. And that's what we all need right there.
Yeah.
So you know, so everybody still to this day, everybody got your back about this.
Yeah, most definitely.
And they see your come up.
Yeah.
It's crazy, yeah.
All my friends, they always be like, you came a long way. And, you know, they always support me, always shout me out, and they always get their lashes done by me.
And what I like about you is that you're very humble. This is how I know right here. I found that out real quick. Because when I told you how popular you were, she didn't even know how popular. She wasn't even worried about that. She just worried about getting lashes. She was like, what do you mean? I said, what do you mean? You got girls everywhere. I'm looking at Instagram. I'm looking at Snapchat daily. I see the girls outside. I see girls leaving. I'm outside coming back with my friends at 10 o'clock at night. Two girls coming outside. Another one going back in. I'm thinking, like, this girl is serious business. So
get them in and out.
Get them in and out. That's my brother's lawyer used to say. We're going to get in. We're going to get out.
Okay.
So you got anything for it, Larry?
So how'd you get the idea of kind of becoming this entrepreneur? Is that something that you know, runs in your family, or is it kind of unique to you?
I mean, I definitely got some successful people in my family. I mean, my cousin right now, he's doing his own little barbershop thing.
Okay.
All my family, we got all types of little different
entrepreneurs and successful people. Yeah,
we got, it's a few of us. And like, I mean, I always wanted to do my own thing because like, I don't really like working for people.
That is you.
I don't like working for people.
I hope you stick with that. That is you.
I like to have my own business because
that's why I do what I do.
Yeah. People, I just like, I always wanted something of my own, something that I know that it's me. And, you know?
So, yeah, it's up to you, you know, how successful you are. You're not dependent on somebody else.
Do you have your days where you like, you got so much business. I know you have to have this day because I feel like this. Larry has to feel a day because he's a real estate agent. Do you have your days where you just don't want to get out of bed?
Of course.
But
of
you got to make this money, though.
Of course. I always have those days, but I have days like that. But I just be reminding myself, like, you got to get up.
Yeah.
Got to get up.
I wanted to ask you that because I'm thinking, like, I know she has so much people come to her house and she has so many people lined up daily. I'm thinking, like, does she ever get tired? You know,
see, I mean, I do be tired, but like, I try not to overwhelm myself. Like, at first, I only had Sundays off doing lashes, so Monday through Saturday, I was available for full lashes. Throttle. Yeah, but I seen that like, I just needed some days where I can like, you know, catch up on anything I need to do, and
don't want to burn yourself out.
Yeah, so I'm off now Sundays and Wednesdays of lashes, and I'm working Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Set those boundaries because you will burn yourself out.
Yeah,
it's
hard.
I was wondering, did you have some days off?
Because it's hard not to do that, especially at first. You're like, oh man, I want to make that money. Anytime anybody wants me, I want to be available. You know,
but you want to enjoy yourself.
Yeah,
too.
You got to set those boundaries, set those days off, give yourself time to kind of readjust and recharge. And
Larry know all about that. Like you with real estate. What are your days off?
Yeah, I mean,
I got mine too. I do a lot of entrepreneurial stuff.
It's never the same because I mean, you never know when people are going to want to look at a house. I mean, you know, most people have the weekends off. Well, that's when they want to go look at houses a lot of times.
And you want your weekends off.
Exactly. So it's, you know, it's a you know, kind of a tug and pull, and you just never know what it's going to be. You might have people that call you at 7 o'clock at night, you know, about a house, or email you with a question or things like that. But, and you know, you see it with as people have been in the business longer, just like Janai did, you learn to kind of set those boundaries. And you know, one thing that I really appreciate that they talked to us about when I first started is, you know, schedule everything on your calendar. Everything. It doesn't matter if it's your kid's ball game, if you're going out to a movie, schedule it. Because then when people call you, look, no, I'm not available at that time. I already have an appointment. And you don't have to tell them what that appointment is.
Right.
They don't have to know it's a personal appointment. But you just tell them, I'm already booked then. And because otherwise, you're just gonna burn yourself out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is true. Yep, that's why I was like, hey, I'm going to take Wednesdays off of Sundays, Sundays, you know, church day, hallelujah.
Yep.
And then Wednesday, I always wanted a weekday off. I mean, even if I do work my first job, I'm going to still have that end of the day to still chill and catch up.
Right.
Do things around the house, things like that.
Now, does this, like, okay, what you just saying with your first job, does this kind of, even though this is your business, this is your baby, this is what you really want to do, does this affect your first job sometimes? Because I'm saying, when I say it affect, does it like, well, of course you can schedule it, but do you have some days where you're at work and somebody's like, hey, can you get me right now?
I mean, yeah, but like only days I do like I do I'll tell somebody I'm available is like if I'm off that day I can get them in the morning, but mostly my hours are afternoons.
And they know that.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like you just got. It's just like a you know any other business.
4:30 to 10.
Yeah. You just tell them these are my hours. These are when I work.
Yeah.
You know.
Because I'm sure some people like and they can't really be like that. But I'm sure some people get frustrated, like, well, I need it now, but you can't do it now. This is what you got to do. Yeah, yeah. I've been in that position before. I'm sure you've been in that position before.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a store you go to that has regular hours. You know, you can't call them in the middle of the night, hey, I need this right now. They're not going to come open the store for you.
Have you ever had any, I got a funny question. Have you ever had anybody hit you up, like, after you were done, and somebody hit you up maybe, like, 11 or 12, and be like, hey, can you get me, like, late at night?
I mean, yeah, I had some where they'll be like, can you get me in right now? Like, I remember one day, not too long ago, like a week or two ago, I worked 7 to 3, came home and did 4 people's lashes after, didn't get done till like 11 at night.
Mm-hmm.
That right there.
It's that, a line.
Yeah.
It's
but,
a line.
Yeah. But, like, I don't really have no problem doing late night sessions.
Yeah.
So how long does it take to do, like, one person, generally?
Typically, like, 1 hour 45, 2 hours, close to that time, yeah.
Okay. I always wonder, yeah, I ain't know if it was, like, 30 minutes, but...
Nah.
And I seen something, I think I seen some one of your business cards, and one of the girls told me, they said, like, when you're dealing with one person, you don't let no next person come in until, like, 10 or 15 minutes until that person after. Until they're done, and so you can, like, have time to clean up.
Yeah.
Revise here, you know, refresh.
See, yeah, like, for that, like, for all my clients, I'll let them know, like, let me know when you're here, and I'll let you know when it comes to the door. So I can have time to clean, sanitize, wipe down everything, you know. Yeah,
for real business. That's what I'm saying. That's how I know you're going to go far right there. When somebody told me about that part, I knew. Because you could just be doing in and out like that. But but you understand that it's about cleanliness. You understand that it's about business first, your product and your service. And you understand that this is the way I got to do things.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying? There for the long term, not trying to make
a
quick dollar.
Right, right. You got anything for a lash?
Yeah, so tell us, you kind of mentioned you're into some other things too besides lashes. You want to talk a little bit about those other things that you're into?
I like to chill.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to shop too.
Yeah.
Me too. That's one of my favorite things.
Oh my God. Love to eat. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm starting into, I don't know. I know I should be learning this already, but I'm starting to kind of like cooking a little more. Yeah. I guess since I moved out, you know, my mom, she don't cook for me for a while. Well, she does cook, but she don't cook for me since I don't live with her no more. So I've been trying to figure out things on my own.
That's good. That's good. That's good. About the cooking thing, I actually, my mom and dad taught me and my sister and brother, we learned how to cook when we was like 13, 14 years old.
Yeah.
I've never met so many people. When I come to Bowling Green, Kentucky, I'm from Radcliffe. Everybody knows that when I come around people, they don't know how to cook. I've never seen this in my life.
Yeah.
And it surprises me, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm thinking, like, what did their parents teach them?
Right.
Because I've been taught everything. Yeah. So I'm thinking.
It's all.
You'd be surprised. I'm talking about
the family. Because it's funny because, I mean, you know, we've got. Out of all our kids, and you know, we got a whole house. We got 8, so our youngest daughter, like, and literally, she went to college this year, and she came home one time, one weekend, like maybe a month or so ago, and started cooking something, and me and my wife about fell out because we had never seen her make anything before ever. Like,
ain't nothing wrong with ramen noodles, or. Throwing stuff in the microwave, pizza rolls. Yeah. That's not how I do things.
Yeah.
That just ain't me.
We talk about cooking.
Yeah, I cook.
Not some out of a box.
And people know that. Yeah. Like when they're people be around me, they be like, man, you are different. Like you know how to. You know what I'm saying? I just been taught like that. You know.
Yeah, it's
I just
good.
Been taught different.
I mean, food's better for sure. I mean, even when I was single, I didn't eat like a lot of frozen stuff or stuff out of the box. But I'm really spoiled now because my wife.
Oh yeah,
she's
I know
part
your wife
Italian.
Can cook.
She's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, his wife can cook. He always having something. He tell me something about something every day.
She's very good. Yeah.
Yeah. Usually, we have a person come on the show. We always ask, where can you see yourself in the next 5 years? What are your plans? What do you want to do?
I plan to not be in Bowling Green. That's for sure.
Okay. Where would you like to go, you know?
Somewhere big and nice. Nice weather.
You like Atlanta?
Nah, not Atlanta. See, Atlanta's too much.
That's what I... See, you like me.
Not Atlanta.
It's too much. But see, I can't say that because I love Vegas. I'm about to go to Vegas again.
I do like Houston or something.
Yeah, I like Houston. I want to go there. Yeah. See, that's more me right there. I feel like that too. I feel like Atlanta's too much. When you go there, it's too much.
Too much going on.
I remember we left the club out there. Somebody got killed as soon as we left and got shot in the head. I'm like, yeah. So it ain't so much about the 5 years. I shouldn't have pushed that much on you like 5 years from now. I know you just jumped into the lash business. More like, what do you see yourself doing in the future? Do you want to be an entrepreneur? Is that what you for
yeah,
sure?
Of course. Business I want to like yeah. soon. I want to be able to do this full time. Like have my own little studio and like you know have different people do different things. Come too. Like you know. I'll have people come in my shop and let them do their magic too.
Mm-hmm. When you start share the for, wealth. Yeah. Start looking for a studio. Real estate guy right here.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, I don't know if I want to, like, get one in Bowling Green, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. I want to move, really.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But before I leave, I want to do something big for all my clients who, like, help me get up and, like, help my business get up.
Well, I can help you no matter where you go because we've got agents everywhere and I can put you in touch with somebody to take care of you.
That's a good thing about real estate.
Yeah, that is true
about real estate agents. They got their hands in a little bit of everything and they can support you when it comes to housing and studios and all that type of stuff.
So tell us what's some really good advice that somebody's giving you.
Some good advice. You can do anything you put your mind to. Put God first. You know, that's always. Put God first and don't give up. Just keep going.
Stay focused. Yeah.
Just don't give up. Put God first. And
you definitely seem very focused. Like I said, when I met you, you seem humble. You not only just focused, but I can tell you, you know, you laugh a little bit, but most of the time you're a little bit more serious. You have a good conversation, but I can tell you about business though. When we was talking about that, when we were just talking about the product and the service and all that type of stuff, and she wants to clean. A lot of people ain't doing that. I'm telling you, it's a lot of them ain't doing that.
Yeah, a lot of people
cutting
corners.
I heard that right there. That's what I knew.
Yeah, a lot of people cutting corners and
COVID's around.
Yeah, COVID's around.
Even before that, I mean,
and that's cool that you care about that. A lot of people don't. Yeah. Some people just brush that off. You can't do that.
And even if like sometimes my clients will probably forget a mask, but as long as I got a mask on, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think you're going far with this, and I think you have a lot of confidence. And keep doing what you're doing, man. I really ain't got a lot of more questions to ask you.
So, is there anything else you want to promote? And if not, or also, how can people, if they're interested in getting in touch with you to get their lashes done, what's the best way to schedule or get
a
hold of you?
Yeah, because a lot of people are going to listen to this and they're going to want to know.
Well, my Instagram is Minx by Denye, MINKS by BY. Denye, DANYE, think of underscore. And like in my bio, it's my scheduling thing. But also, when you book, you got to send that deposit, $20 deposit to the Cash App, and it's non-refundable.
That's right. And matter of fact, we'll put some of your everything that you need to.
Yeah, we'll put those in the show notes.
Instagram, your Facebook, all that stuff in the show notes. So if people, when they see the podcast on the audio part, like you said, they'll be able to read that. And they can go straight to your page. And you might get some people, like I tell people, a lot of people come on the show. Almost every single one of them have told me, hey, people have ended up reaching out to me. Some people might DM you and be like, hey, I listened to your podcast episode. It might be a girl that's in high school looking to come up, and they might want some advice from you. So be ready for that, too. It happens sometimes.
I'm ready.
It happens like that. So you never know. You might get, like I said, more clientele.
And it's good to, you know, pass it on. Just, I mean, we've seen it just the three of us talking. You were talking about the person in Nashville who helped you along.
Yeah.
And Antonio was talking about me helping getting him into podcasting. Well, I had people who helped me get into podcasting, and that's why I wanted to be sure and, you know, help pass that along. And you know, it's good to do that and kind of pass it forward.
Yeah, like soon when I get like very like I feel like I'm good. Well, I'm not saying good because I know like I'm decent now, but like when I get real decent, I'll soon be teaching people this. Like I'll soon giving people my gems, like letting them know, like if you want to be a lash tech, I'll take a class with me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say you can teach like classes and seminars and stuff like that.
I would want to do like a traveling one too. Like you know, go to this state for this day, go to the other state.
That'd be fun.
That'd be tight.
There you go.
Yeah.
Get to travel and have somebody else pay for it.
Right.
Yeah, man. Maybe you can end up getting some sponsors too, because there's sponsors out there that can take care of you. Like there's people that are out there that can take care of people that's doing stuff like this for you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They send you more equipment.
Oh, yeah.
They send you all kinds of stuff, you know, because hopefully that happens for you. Hopefully you get big enough. I'm telling you, you are on your way. I'm telling you, you keep doing what you're doing. I think your future is definitely bright. Yeah. Like I said, I've never seen nobody that I know do something like this, and they're so just so popular. So many people want to come to them, and so for some reason, I don't know what it is. Your lashes are standing out more than somebody else's. And like I said, I know a lot of girls in Bowling Green that's doing it, and you probably know a few of them, but yours is standing out. And that's one thing you should take in your head, thinking like, whatever I'm doing, just keep doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Somebody noticing. And it took me noticing it. And I told him, and now you're on the show. So it's like, somebody was noticing.
Yeah, like, I don't know. To me, I just try to do my own thing. I don't try to compete with nobody. I just stay to myself and just do lashes. Because whatever float my boat's going to float my boat.
Right.
I can't worry about nobody else.
Yeah. I like that. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
Let me give a shout out with Riley.
Okay,
shout out. Yeah, shout out to all my people who supported me. Because I was nervous at first. I was really nervous doing this. But shout out to all my friends and my family. Shout out to my mom for always being my day one, the realest. Shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for having me on.
We'd love to have you on again. We'd love to have you on again. Yeah. A lot of people we have come on the show, they've been returners. We have like three or four returners.
Yeah.
So if you're ever interested down the road, let's say 6 months down the road, everything else to turn, we'd love to have you again. Maybe in the summer. Right. So we do that for people. So
definitely in the summer. Maybe June or something.
Yeah, we can get you back home.
Yeah.
Some big lash.
You know, company's gonna see your Instagram.
I'm telling you, for real.
Collab with you and start sending you free equipment, free stuff.
Then they're gonna
want to
sign you or something. And next thing you know, you ain't in Kentucky no more.
But and also, I'm about to drop like something to go on with my business because, like, you know, I ain't gonna say what it is. It's gonna drop soon, but just know something that's definitely gonna drop with my business.
Okay, well there you go, people.
And she wanted to say, what was your name? I know earlier you wanted to say, what is your business called again?
Minx by Denier.
Okay, yeah. So I want everybody to hear that.
Yes, Minx by Denier. That is me, my middle name, Denier.
Okay.
But yeah. That's me.
So you gotta watch her Instagram and to watch out for
and
for
Snapchat this, too. I'm really kind of on Snapchat. I mean, that's what
you be on that a little bit,
But like, all my clients, they'll text me, messages, Facebook, everywhere.
Gotta watch for what this big news is.
Yeah, some of them text me 4 a.m. Hey, can I get my book for? Do you have anything available? Like, it'd be crazy, but. Yeah. I can't thank nobody but God because he helped
the Lord
me out.
Bless him.
Yeah.
That's a good problem to have, right?
Yep.
Because it's much better than not having anybody signing up.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard Janiyah Edwards. I'm Antonio Mounsel.
I'm Larry Duncan.
You're listening to Stay 100 Podcast. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll have another episode for you guys in the next couple weeks.
Yep.
See ya.
Stay safe. God bless.
God bless.
Thank y'all.